Welcome to season four of the Talk to Danielle podcast. Now, this podcast has always been about connection and providing parents with a wide range of resources to help them with their realities. But we're going to switch it up a little bit for this season, and we're going to make it about self-leadership. Now, of course, I always say being a parent is a leadership role. And if you can't lead yourself, you can't lead others. That's just a fact. And of course, this means you wouldn't be able to lead your children. And so we're really going to go down into understanding what is beneath your habits, your parenting, and specifically your exhaustion. This means that this episode will be about emotional safety, nervous system regulation, and everything else that stops patterns so that we could build new ones. So that our children don't have to heal for us. To open up this season, I am releasing a special two-part premiere because a new year doesn't just bring up goals, it brings up pressure, it brings up reflection, and it specifically brings up a lot of fatigue. So if you find yourself going into the new year already tired, you already feel like you're behind, or you don't even know where to start, this is the place for you. This season isn't about fixing yourself because you're not broken. This is about building a new relationship with yourself where it will actually support change. And this is what we're going to jump right into. And of course, I want to say this is a two-part series. You're currently listening to part two. So if you haven't seen part one yet, I do invite you to go and watch that one first because it really is going to help you understand what I'm going to be going over today. Now, for those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CBO of Being Connected, and I'm also a registered early childhood educator with over 20 years' experience in the field. I help parents and educators navigate the realities of what parenting is today. But don't get it twisted. When you work with me, we put the child needs first. So we're gonna have to put our ego and pride aside and let's get to it. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, this is season four, so I do invite you to have a look at the previous three seasons. There may be some topics there that you can relate to with your realities today. Now, again, this is the season premiere, part two. So, as I mentioned in the intro, if you haven't seen part one, I do invite you to have a look, save this one, go to the other one so we can you can understand a little bit more where we're coming from with this episode. We're going to be talking about how you don't need a new year, you don't need a new you. You just need to build a new relationship with yourself. Now, how do we do that? We all know that New Year's resolutions don't work. They actually create this quiet shame in us that just compounds over the years. So we just get harder and harder and harder on ourselves, thinking there's something wrong with us for not being able to hold on to our resolutions. January tends to trigger this identity crisis in us because we always say, New Year, new me. But what happens when you've kind of forgotten who you are to begin with because life happened. So if you're not too sure who you are right now, how can you figure out that new you? This is very stressful. It does create this identity crisis. It creates this stress, this pressure that you're putting on yourself before the new year even begins. So you're starting off on the wrong foot. You're already starting off setting yourself up for failure. Which is not the point of the new year. You don't need to change yourself. You're not broken. You don't need to fix yourself. You just need to understand what it is that you really need, and you need to realign yourself with that. This is what I'm going to walk you through on this one. There is an emotional cost of constantly self-correcting, self-optimizing. Comparing yourself to others who seem to be successful, measuring worth by outcomes or performance, right? So people that have it all together. There really is an emotional cost there that can help you lose your motivation to lose the energy that you actually want. to create this new you for the new year. So this is why we actually become resistant to goals. We're setting goals that are like, I'm just gonna write down something because I'm supposed to, but you're not actually expecting to achieve those goals. That is not a good place to be. We really do need to change that. Our body keeps thinking that we're under attack when we go through something like this, when it's on a psychological level, it's on an emotional level, it's on a mental level. Our nervous system keeps thinking we're being attacked. So it's going to keep holding on. It's going to keep resisting those goals and saying, that's not safe. We don't want to do this. Even if it is good for you, your subconscious mind likes to go back to what is familiar. What is familiar is safe. Even if it wasn't safe, that's all it knows. So it wants to go back to that. That's why we keep dropping the ball on our new habits or our new goals for the new year, because our nervous system is already too hyped up and saying, no, we're going to go back to that because we know that we can deal with that. And now you're just back into your old patterns and old habits. If you're not sure if you're setting the right goals, just know that if your goals feel heavy, if your growth feels heavy, it's not because you're lazy or broken. It's just because you're not connected with yourself. There's a difference there. You're not lazy. You're not broken. There's nothing to fix here. It's just you're disconnected to who you really are and who you actually want to show up as without having the background noise that's influencing you. Like I mentioned earlier, motivation is not reliable at all. It's only temporary. Behaviors follow felt safety. So, as I mentioned, our subconscious mind always goes back to what's familiar because that's what it feels safe. It doesn't make sense because it could be, if it's health wise, it may not be safe for you, but that's all it knows. So, it wants to go back to that. So, those felt emotions is what will always win over motivation. And you already know this. You can't motivate your children to do anything, right? You need to connect with them first. So this is the same thing for you when we're talking about self-leadership, with what I mentioned in episode one about being tired before the new year even begins. That self-leadership of being able to stop yourself and say, okay, this isn't going to work. These goals are not realistic because it's actually adding to the burden. Or that's not really what I want. It's just what I think is expected of me or what other people want of me. So if you're putting pressure on yourself to get these goals that are not connected to who you are, you're creating the stress on your nervous system and it's going to block out everything that you're trying to do. That motivation is going to work. So what we do need to work on is to move away from self pressure and move towards self-trust. Now, what does that look like? Self-pressure is when you're forcing yourself to do something. It leads to a sense of urgency, to anxiety, to a lot more pressure, and your body is going to take that as danger. So it's going to go into survival mode, and now you're not going to be able to achieve those goals. You're not going to be able to problem solve because your body now thinks you're in danger. So self-pressure is what you need to move away from and go into self-trust. Now, self-trust is when you believe in your own abilities, that you trust in your abilities to make decisions and problem solve, and that you are trust that you're going to hold yourself to those commitments that you're making for yourself. So you're doing this while holding love and compassion for you. It does soothe the nervous system. It is open to this new suggestion, this new habit, because now it doesn't feel like danger. So when you're taking care of you by addressing your own needs and your own safety, you're actually now able to get into these new habits that you, or this new growth that you want to get to for the new year. Now, in addition to making the distinction between self-pressure to self-trust, we also have to address the differences between compliance versus alignment. We do need to make that switch as well. Now, compliance is when you are adhering to specific standards or regulations. So you are going by expectations of others, right? And you're following that to a T. Now, where we're talking about alignment is when you're focusing on customizing practices that are going to fit your goals and values. That's where you want to pivot towards when you're rethinking what kind of changes do I want to make in my life for this new year. And to be able to realign with yourself, to reconnect with yourself, because now these practices are going to reflect what you need, what feels safe for you, what feels good for you. You're taking off all the pressure of what everybody else expects of you. Now you're focusing on you, and that's what you want. That is what self-leadership is. And again, don't forget, once you're doing this, you are showing your children how to do that, so that they are a step ahead when they reach adulthood as well. When I was talking about how motivation is temporary, if you ever try to motivate your children to do something that they don't want to do, we're not very successful at it. So by showing them how to connect first, you're going to need to connect with them. You're going to need to make them understand why we're doing certain things. And you're going to need to check with them to see if that's what they really need. So when you create that connection with your children, you're then able to make them do things that they need to do. When we're talking about self-leadership or internal leadership, this is the exact same thing, but you do it to you. You now become your parent, maybe the parent that you needed when you were a child. But you're going back and connecting with yourself to say, okay, what is it that I really need? This isn't working. So what is it that, what support do I need? Maybe I need to learn something to help me. This is the kind of thing that we would go with our children where we're trying to teach them new things or take up new habits. So do the same. You parent yourself. That's really what it comes down to. And you are the best person to know exactly what it is that you need. So you are the best parent for yourself because you're going to be a loving parent. We want to switch it over to you being a loving parent for yourself. These are very important steps to internal leadership. You don't change your life by forcing yourself. You change by learning how to listen to your inner voice to see what it is that you actually need. Not something you think you need because you're seeing everybody else doing it, or that you think you need because people are pressuring you into it or expecting it from you, but that's actually something that I need or do not need. That's what you want to be working on. So, what does a healthy relationship with yourself looks like? Right? There are some core components to self-relationship. You want to go with curiosity over judgment. So when something is doesn't feel right, when something is going on, instead of saying, oh, what's wrong with me? You just say, okay, what is it that's going on right now? What's really happening right now? What is it that I really need right now? What is it that I really don't need right now? So your curiosity is all these questions you're going to ask about yourself. Where am I at right now? How am I feeling in my body? These are the curious questions you want to ask yourself to be able to understand what it is that you actually need, what needs are not being met, and where you can get them. You are grown, you can get them. It also looks like setting boundaries without feeling guilty. Now, those who struggle with that, you know very well what that looks like, that pressure putting yourself to say no to somebody or to cut somebody off. But it's important. You can't have people love you if you can't love yourself. So set those boundaries, know what those boundaries look like, and hold them up. You don't need to explain yourself. It no is a no. And no, I will not accept that because you need that relationship with yourself. You are that loving parent to yourself. You expected your parents to stand up for you and to speak out for you when you couldn't. So this is what those boundaries are. They're the ones who are going to regulate your nervous system to feel safe again and to trust again. And that's why they're very important. They're non-negotiable. So if you spent your entire life not listening to yourself, not listening to your body, what does that look like, right? I can give you working with children helps me a lot in that department because they don't have the words to express what they're feeling. There's a lot of behaviors, a lot of nonverbal reactions there that I'm able to pick up on. So I'll give you some of the basic ones, or easier ones, I should say, that show up in adults when it comes to when you know that there's something wrong. Your body is crying out for help right now, or your body is telling you that this isn't right. We don't want this. Well, one of the first things is procrastination. If you're putting things off all the time, it's not because you're lazy. It's not because you're unmotivated. It's not because you can't focus. It's because your body needs something. Your mind needs something. You need something. So you need to listen to that. If you keep putting things off, your body's actually trying to tell you something. Another thing is if you're overworking, if it's the opposite of procrastination, where you're just loading your calendar up all the time to keep busy just because you're trying to avoid something. There's something that you don't want to look at or deal with. So you're compensating with that. Your body's going to tell you when you're starting to take on too much. It's telling you something. You're going to have to figure out what that means. Another thing, too, is emotional reactivity when you start to be snappy, you know, when you're not as patient. Those are signs as well that there's something there. Most of the time, when you are getting reactive, is because something is going against your values, something is pushing against your boundaries, or there's an injustice. You feel like something's not fair to you. Somebody is taking advantage of you. So those would be some reactions that you want to look for. I don't want to overload you with it. Again, don't forget, we don't want to add to your to-do list. These are just signs to start looking into and see how your body reacts to it so you can provide the need that they're looking for. All of this that I'm talking about is the reason why we say that healing is not selfish. It's stabilizing. When you heal yourself, you're able to show up the way you are. You are reconnected. You are leading yourself. And from there, then you're able to lead others. You're able to lead your children, your partners, your coworkers, your family. You're really showing up in your leadership role that is rightfully yours. And you feel confident about it. You feel good about it. You feel lighter about it. You feel rested about it. So you really do need to start looking into who you really are, not who you think you're supposed to be, what everybody else is telling you to be, but who you really are. Your body will tell you every single time who you are. We just have to start listening to it. Another great thing that I started work focusing on, and I just love it, is that I work about breaking patterns and breaking cycles, right? We always look at that as a negative thing, but patterns aren't problems. And this is the beautiful thing about it. This is where we could just kind of go, all right, we're not constantly under attack. We're not constantly fighting against ourselves. Patterns are not problems. They were strategies that once kept you safe. They become a problem to us when they no longer work. They don't longer keep us safe. And sometimes it's actually the opposite. Now they're harming us. But we're looking at the pattern as the external problem, as the instigator, as that's it's the pro it's the pattern's fault, right? Now it's our parents' fault. It's our grandparents' fault. We just added on, but the pattern isn't the problem. It is not a problem. It was a way, it was a strategy to be able to feel safe in whatever situation we were in when we developed that pattern. So it's very easy to change it when we look at it that way, where we have the power to change it because now we understand that it no longer serves us. And again, this is something that you're going to be showing your children to do so that they can self-regulate and go through a lot less stress than you had to go through. And this is really what it's all about when it comes to parenting. So now I invite you to move into the new year in a different way. Forget the goals, forget the new you, forget the long list of things you want to achieve this year. You really want to set intentions that are rooted in care, not correction. And you want to focus on that. And again, don't forget that new self-care thing that we talked about. Self-care should not be an extra burden, but we really want to set intentions on care, not correction. There's nothing wrong with you. Stop trying to fix yourself every new year, right? You want to take care of yourself so that you do show up better naturally. Ask better questions instead of setting harder goals. If it didn't work, we're just going to push harder. We're going to hustle harder. We're going to move harder. We need to move away from this violent approach to New Year's resolutions and new goals. We really need to move away from being so hard and so violent with our goals and just come down in this nonviolent state of just asking better questions. Like I said earlier, what's going on inside of me? What is it that's really happening right now? Why am I reacting this way right now? Start asking those
I
questions.
think some of the best questions to ask is, what do I need more of? When you're starting the new year,
ask this: what do I need more of? And what am I protecting myself from? Those two questions will change your entire outlook on the new year. Focus on those. What do I need more of? And what am I protecting myself from? And then you'll know exactly what you need to work on for the new year. And it'll give you that energy that you need to get to where you want to go. So the main message in this episode is really saying that you don't need to become a new person for a new year. What you need is to come back home to yourself, become who you truly are. There is a big difference. And this is why you don't need a new year and a new you. You just need to come back to your true self, which is a beautiful thing when you think about it. I hope this helped you. And when I was talking about asking more questions, I do have a set of questions that I could give you access to if you're really not sure where you want to start. Of course, we don't want to add more to your to-do list. So I do have some questions that can help you set the tone for the new year without setting goals that are unachievable for you at this moment. Doesn't mean that you don't get to it later, but you do need to reconnect with yourself first to make sure that it really is what you want to do. So, if you are interested in getting those reflection questions, I will add my email to the description in this episode. So, do email me. Just write, I don't know, at the thing like I'm tired or New Year. Something like that, so I know that it came from this episode, and I will send you those questions that you can work on. And of course, if you need any more information, you can always contact me. Now, this is a double feature, of course, for the season premiere of season four of the Talk to Danielle podcast. So again, I did mention at the beginning that if you didn't see part one, go ahead and see it. So be sure to have a look at it if you haven't yet. And this is what it will be for this season. We're talking about self-leadership. What can we do to help ourselves so that we show up better for the people that we love, including ourselves? I hope this helped. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.